I take it Alexei told you then. I spent all day coming up with various scenarios of this conversation. This was not in any of them. So, you know. I see. But this is good, right? Yeah, this is what I wanted. I wanted this. This is good that we can talk, 'cause that's what I wanted. No, this wasn't what I wanted at all. Yeah, a little. Sorry. I was apologizing about messing up your shirt. Dan, sooner or later, everyone does that. Honestly, this may sound odd, but I like Abel for many of the reasons I like you. No, really. You both have strong personalities and aren't afraid to stand up for what you believe in. And while Abel makes a big show and tries to hide it, I think he does, deep down, want those around him to be happy. More so than his own happiness. That, and he has a cute butt. Well, that's no surprise. He's everything you are afraid you might become. A powerful cubi with the potential to be dangerous, alone and unloved. Thing is, he knows it, and he's playing up to the image. You don't see it for the act it is because, I guess, part of you wants him to be everything you hate. That, and you do kind of judge with a bias. Oh, really? Remember that time you thought Alexei went evil because she wore a black dress? The other time? No, Dan, the other time. Dan, it's not like that. No one is trying to force you to like anyone, but you need to come to conclusions based on more than just your adventuring instincts. Seriously, next time Abel tries anything, do something unexpected. Catch him off guard. Find out how he acts when he isn't trying to goad you. Since it allowed me to move the conversation away from my own...